Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again to have some wonderful healing. So we'll do different types of healings tonight, different samples from the Light Ship. So if you wish to call in or even just type on the fast chat here for special healings, do so. We'd love to have you on. So here we go. We'll do an emotional clearing for everybody. And we're going to go back 5 days. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a sensory body clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, let's get rid of some entities here. So we're going to be taking those out of everybody. Working from the bottom of your feet up to the top of your head. Here we go. And they're getting released from you right now. And you might just focus on a certain location in your body and ask your spirit to help in the healing process. Remember, your spirit should be doing this all the time anyway as you're commanded to do so. So you must consciously do entity releases all the time. Although if you're 100% on your body, it'll probably not be needed because your spirit is already hanging on and holding onto those territories. So nothing can come into you. This is why you don't want to go out of your body. Each time you do, they will sneak in and find a place to take up residence. So, Sylvia, are you there? And I'll still do some entity work, and then we'll bring more of your spirit into your body. So you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. And hi, and welcome everyone to Wednesday night. And like Ron said, we're going to have a wonderful night of healing and discussion about the Light Ship. So if you'd like to, you can either join us live on the phone. We'd love to hear from you. It's very easy to do. You can just call BBS. They have one phone number, which is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And you can just ask to come on the line. That's very nice. We'd love to have people call in with questions or comments. And if you're not up for calling live, then you can go on the fast chat if that's better for you. That's really easy to do also. What you want to do is you want to just go to the Creation Light Ship page on BBS. And if you're not familiar with that, all you do is you go to the BBS page for Station 1 and click on that. And then scroll down, and you'll see the calendar of the different shows and show times. And you'll see us right there listed at Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. And just click on where it says Creation Light Ship Healing. That will take you to the Creation Light Ship page. And then as you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a link that says BBS Fast Chat. So just click on that, and just give it a minute. That should pop up a window for you. And then what I suggest you do is after that pops up, if you can go ahead and just minimize it for a minute, and that way you can scroll a little bit further down the main page, and you're going to come to a beautiful picture of a light being from the Creation Light Ship. And Ron always brings in the divine energies through that picture of the light being, and you want to have it up because, first of all, it's wonderful to watch. You can actually see the amazing transformation that takes place in the picture. You may see more light. You may see more of a three-dimensional effect. You might see the colors change. You might see the eyes kind of following you as you move. But most importantly, if you just connect with that energy in your heart and don't try to look at it in your mind or analyze it, just connect with it in your heart, then you will feel that beautiful divine energy coming into your heart center and also coming into your room. And then once you have that light being in front of you, you can open that fast chat that you've already minimized, and that way you can have them both on your screen at the same time. And if you're new to typing on the fast chat, you should know that it refreshes from time to time, so sometimes when you're right in the middle of typing, it just goes ahead and refreshes, and then you lose your what you've just typed. So what's very convenient is if at the top of that window, if you just click on refresh now before you type your message, that'll give you about a minute to get your question typed in. And we will get to as many of the questions and requests as we possibly can during the show. And I think I just heard a beep, so maybe we have a caller on live. Is someone there?
Yes, I'm Larry here.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Hi, Ron. Ron, I have two questions, and my first one is, when we pass over and we go to the dark planet, from the dark planet Earth, is this planet similarly the same scenario as what we go through on the planet Earth?
It very possibly could be, yes. So what Larry's asking is, when we go through a dying process here and we go to the light of the darkness, then we normally go to a created Earth scenario. We may see heaven. We'll probably see all of our loved ones, naturally, because they're also held in the light of the darkness. And that's how you start your reincarnation process. So they assure you that you were a good person this lifetime. They're very happy to see you. And then you go through the deprogramming. Remember, you have to get the emotions out of your spirit. That's what happens to you, is that your spirit takes on the emotional imprinting. And to the dark side, if your spirit is too traumatized and cannot give enough horsepower to them, then it's useless to have a spirit reincarnate that's completely wounded, because it's very lifeless. So once they get you all cleaned off, dusted off, spick and span, so that you're full of life force energy again, fully self-empowered, and then they force you to come back here again, because naturally you're in the large laws of karma, and you're not good enough to be anywhere else, so you have to come back to reestablish yourself, to understand all of your past, of why you think you were a bad person. So back to you, Larry. So I hope that answered your question.
Can I ask one more, Ron?
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
Okay, my second one is, how many light shifts do they have in the universe from the universe of light that are helping the people on different planets in the dark universe that we live in here?
Okay, there's one main creation light ship that we go to on the conference calls, and that we're going to and working with, you know, in all the different calls here on BBS Radio. So this is what we work with. There are other light ships that go out traveling to help other planets also. But typically there's only one light ship, and there's smaller like defense fleet ships that go out to battle the darkness, and there's also medical ships that go out to help too. And that's basically it. The actual, say, teachers that come to different planets will come from the light ship directly, so they're not necessarily, you know, hovering overhead in a light ship or anything else, or a defense fleet ship. They're incarnated directly from the light ship to that planet. And what happened here is that most of the past people first came down and connected with the Space Brothers, and then from there they came from there to here. So I hope that answered your question. That's why a lot of the teachings got diluted or slightly changed, and why they're connected to the darkness energies, because they were not always 100% light, because the darkness infiltrated the teachings and also transmitted the darkness energies into the particular being that was doing the teachings. So I hope that answered your question, Larry.
Yes, it does. Very wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling, Larry.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling, Larry. We love it when you call with questions. It's great. And let's see, I wanted to make one more comment for people that are brand new that might not know this. And one is that you can go to Ron's website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and you can find out all about the healings that he does, the types of healings that are available 24/7 online, and also the event schedule for upcoming events. And so that's very good to know. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that on BBS Radio, you can listen to the archives of the Creation Lightship shows, which there's hundreds of from the past few years, about four of them a week. So if you like, you can sign up with BBS to be able to go into the archives. It's very inexpensive, and that way you can listen to the Creation Lightship shows whenever you like to get more information about it. And Ron, we have some requests. And is this a good time for me to start giving them to you? Ron, are you there?
Yes, so let's do spirit integration now. I did a lot of clearings, and I'm still doing that as you're speaking here.
Oh, great.
So let's bring in your spirit here. We got rid of the entities that we could. We're having different long 8-hour sessions for this, and it's also on the website, Entity Clearing. So on a count of 10 as you come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may start to feel your body getting heavier. We'll do it in some more. Bring more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And what you can do is I'm going to put you in your body from your feet. Most spirits come in heart or crown chakra. And because they don't like being here, which is you, you don't like being here, your spirit normally will not go past your waist. It wants to get a quick way out. Doesn't want to fully integrate with your body. So I'm going to put you in through your feet now. Here we go. Coming in, going out of the top of your head, down to your feet, coming in. So out and in, 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 out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. There. So you should feel your feet tingling, your legs tingling now, and this will help you get healing. The tingling is just a byproduct, kind of showing you that your body has something happening to it, which is that your spirit's doing healing work with you, because now it's in those locations. So let's take up some questions, Sylvia. Back to you.
Okay, great. Well, I just wanted to comment very quickly. Thank you so much. Those healing samples that you did really fast right at the beginning of the show, and then also, sorry, a little motorcycle passing by there, that entity release and just what you did with bringing the spirit energy in the feet just feels so good. And I noticed that when you do that entity release, especially and the emotional clearing, it seems like almost every time you do that sample, I feel like popping, like, you know, your bones kind of go back into place, your muscles relax, and suddenly there's more of you there, and it just feels really good. So I'm wondering if others of you are feeling that, too, when Ron does his clearings. And if you could comment about that on the fast chat, that would be really great. I'd like to hear that. So let's see. So we have Dave on the fast chat, and Ron, he's asking if you have a healing that would help with circulation in the body.
Well, that would probably be the mind of the body one. That would more than likely help that. So let's do that here. So here we go. This is a sample of the mind of the body clearing, so we'll go back again 5 days. And this is a little different type of healing. So I guess I'll count to 10 here for each 5-day period. So here we go, 5 days ago. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 4 days ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 3 days ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this may help you. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, I love that. That felt really good. I feel more tingling. It just feels good. And if I could, I could mention two things that have really helped me with my circulation since I've been coming on your conference calls and things. Probably one of the biggest ones is coming on your conference calls, especially the once-a-month four-hour Ascension Preparation Conference call, which is amazing. And since the very first one that I went on, the light beings started to work with people's blood, like actually raising the blood to a different frequency with more light energy in it. And then they always work on the different, you know, veins and arteries and circulation system, heart, lungs, things like that. And that amazing amber and golden blood is just really, every time that I've had that work done, it's felt so much better in my circulation. So that's the one thing that I would say is great to do. And the second thing is those entity release calls that you do, Ron, because every time you get that other energy that isn't you out of your body and have the spirit infusion so that the spirit energy comes into the body, every time that happens, that's really helped my circulation and my spirit energy in my body, like especially in the extremities and the feet and stuff, like you were saying a few minutes ago, how that's an area where oftentimes there is not that much spirit energy going because of the densities. So that's really helped, too. I mean, everything has helped in some way, but those are two things that I just think are so great for that. Any comments on that, Ron?
Yeah, those are great ways to increase that, to increase circulation, and also change the blood frequency. There's probably other healings, too, that we could do. You know, we do specialized healings if you need something like that. But, you know, we have to start off with the emotional clearing first with everybody and then go from there. And, you know, it's just hard to say which one would really benefit you the most. But the one on the 20th of next month is only $60, so you may want to go on that call. It's a four-hour Ascension call on Saturday. So back to you, Sylvia. Let's do some more spirit integration here. So let's work on integrating your spirit into your heart, and this may help people with their blood here a little bit here. So we'll count to 10 again to integrate it there. So here we go. This will just kind of focus more energy there for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Great. Well, yeah, we have Karen on. Hi, Karen. She says her feet are tingling right now. And Chris, hi, Chris. Good to see you here on the Fast Chat. And Chris is commenting that he loves to do the spirit integration on the website. I always feel a lot more peaceful as it takes place. And he also says what we did just now with the spirit integration makes my body feel a lot more balanced with spirit energy. That's great. So, yes, if you don't know about it, you can go to Ron's website, and there's a section for online clearings that have to do with getting rid of, alien types of parasites and attacks and implants and all kinds of things. And it's very wonderful to have that. I think you can have unlimited use of all that for about $30 a month, and you can go on 24/7 and have healings. And you'll see on that page, one of the ones you can select is spirit integration. So you can do some wonderful healings like that, just like Chris said he's been doing. So that's great. Let's see here. Pauline has a question that applies to a couple of questions that apply to your work this weekend at the New York Expo. I think that's the Raw Food and Yoga Expo, where you're going to be having your booth with your wonderful light infusion chamber. And she has a couple of questions. The first one is, can you actually, if you can't make it to the event, is it possible to sign up to go into the light infusion chamber as an absentee for absentee healing?
We have done that before for people, yes. Sometimes I've actually had people send me their photograph in the mail, you know, and ask me to place it in there as I go to events. So that happens too. So we could do that if you wish. So we need to know beforehand. But I would personally, you know, if you're in New York or in the area here and you're planning to go to it, definitely come into the chamber. Our booth is at a different location this year. We're at the other wall, so we're at booth 223. And this is a completely different event as compared to the New Life Expo. And it's different presenters are there along with the different types of booths. So we're in a little bit larger area, so I'll be increasing the booth size here to accommodate some more people coming into it. We may be able to have possibly 8 people at one time coming into the booth, so it'll be pretty nice, a little more roomy, or if not. So anyway, hopefully you're all going to be there who are listening, who are in this area, or can come to it. It's a great experience. We charge for unlimited usage for 3 days, $100. And then we have other specials underneath that price, too. So, you know, by all means, you want to come into it. The first time through, it's like having a nice, wonderful shower. Your aura gets put back close to your body, cleansed and balanced, and it takes away all kinds of stuff. So that's the first 5 minutes. And most people come out leaving with a big smile on their face. And then if you wish to go deeper, which is what most people choose to do, I think we have 5 sessions, I believe, for $40. I think the first one is 20, and then from there you can do 5 for $40 total for all of them, and then just come in and have a wonderful experience. And what happens is each time you come into the booth, you get more and more energy taken off of you. And typically, if you go in for maybe, I'll just say about 10 times, which a lot of people do, you want to come into the booth and have it the experience for the 5-minute session, and that's about what most people can actually take is 5 minutes. The energy is very, very strong. And then walk around maybe for maybe a half an hour, then come back in again. So, like I say, if you go into it maybe 10 times, a dozen times during the weekend, and you can go into it as many times as you like, but most people, if they go into it for a dozen times, will say they look completely different. And they're smiling, the aches and pains leave their bodies, they feel more connected to their spirit, they feel the densities have left them, and they just feel better. It's just a great experience. So any other information people might want to have about this on the fast chat, or any other questions, Sylvia?
Well, see, Pauline's second question about the light chamber, light infusion chamber, is, what is the difference between the light infusion chamber and the light being online?
Okay, the energy is a lot stronger on the light infusion chamber. It's designed to do very, very quick healings, and it works through many areas of healing. Where doing a particular healing, we'll say online, you just focused on one of these, one particular healing. So the light infusion chamber does many, many things at one time. And you're on the light ship, too, once you go in there. Once you walk into the chamber, you're on the light ship. And from there, you can request a healing. And if you haven't had the experience, the ones that have always come back every time I have the booth up normally. if you haven't had the experience, by all means, if you're, you know, around the area here in New York, definitely come to it. It's at the New Yorker Hotel, 34th and 8th. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see. We have a request from Mike. Hi, Mike. And Mike is asking if we could, if you could bring in the energy of Archangel Michael for everyone to experience.
Okay, so before I bring it in, I'll describe the energy. A lot of people call upon or have called upon these beings from their head by asking for them to come. And those energies are typically the light of the darkness coming to you, because you have to be in your heart center to actually connect to have your spirit give the okay to have this divine energy come to you. Otherwise, it'll be mind energy. And like I say on most of the shows, the mind energy can heal just as well, almost as the light can, except it ties you up and connects you through their dubious ways and means of energetic cordings, and they can start to steal your soul. So just because you called Archangel Michael, we'll say, or Metatron or any of the other ones for maybe 20, 30 years, does not mean that you got the right one. If you're in your heart center, you will. If you used your mind, then your spirit cannot help you. And then you're using your own conscious reality to bring in this energy. And it's not going to be, and I'll repeat that, it is not going to be the same energy that comes into your heart center. That's how the dark side catches you and traps you. So here we go. This will come directly from the light ship where these beings reside, and they're only going to come into your heart. So if you're trying to fish around with your head, they are not going to be there. So here comes Archangel Michael. I'll count to 10, and you're going to feel the energy come in. Then we're going to increase the energy at that point. So here comes Archangel Michael. If you want to watch the light being on your monitor screen, like we said earlier, scroll down. It's about an inch or so on your scroll bar. Depend on the size on your monitor, and here we go. Coming in, and you can watch the light being changed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to increase the energy, and you're going to feel your heart energy probably expand. And here we go. We're increasing it right now. The air in your room will probably become a lot more electric feeling, very crisp. You might be able to even hear a pin drop. So here we go. It'll take away and actually do a quickie room clearing for you. And entities will not stay around when these divine energies come in. So you may have some nice, wonderful love, peace energy now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And they will present themselves to you, this one being Archangel Michael, according to your belief system in this lifetime, we'll say, as how you think he's going to look. So if you happen to see a book picture of him, or maybe a statue, then you're going to probably have that image kind of be flashed to you, we'll say, because they'll come in according to your belief. If you don't have a belief in how this particular archangel looks, then it will just come in as pure divine light, and it won't have to look through your consciousness to show you that it's it. And we'll increase it some more, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And so what people normally think is that these archangels, and they're taught this through religions or any of the other divine beings, are actually very, very powerful. Well, they're no more powerful than your own spirit. Your own spirit is just as powerful as these. And this is what the churches have done to humanity here, is allow you to pray outside of yourself and become prey to these energies that are outside of you. So you think you're bringing in something that's at a much higher consciousness, and it really isn't the truth. You're just as important and just as powerful as these energies that I just brought in to you. So if you do feel a tremendous amount of strength and energy from this, or whatever you're feeling, if it feels great to you, well, this is how your spirit's supposed to be. You just haven't awoken it or woken up to your spirit yet, because your spirit is as powerful. But you're just stuck in mind energy and you haven't got rid of the mind energy to really feel how powerful you are. Your spirit's probably just hidden and sunk into your body someplace, and you have it trapped. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you for that great request, Mike. That was great. So, let's see. We have somebody that signed up, signed in as G on the fast chat, and their request was if we could do a chakra cord removal front and back side.
Okay, so let's go to the front side of you. We will take people that corded you from the front, okay? Now, normally, this is not 100% correct, but what happens is when somebody cords you from the front side, it's normally with your permission. Not always the case, but you have more awareness psychically from in front of you, okay? And people who cord you from behind are doing it because you're not aware there, and that's kind of the old saying of being, you know, knifed in the back by someone, okay? I don't think that phrase is the same thing as being, say, knifed in the front, but they always call it in the back. That's because something is sneaking up on you, and this is where most cordings are from the backside. Most people who are related, family members, do cord from the front side of them. A typical example would be like a mother with her child in school. She'll have cords out to that person and vice versa from the front side of you. And you could say that's a positive cord and the ones behind you are negative, which really isn't the case, but it may appear that way to you because you want to psychically know what the person is going through, if they're, you know, being harmed or not. But typically, you're taking their energy and you're giving them energy too, and that energy gives that emotional intent with it, which is why, you know, mothers respond when their children get hurt, because they're feeling that emotional trauma come back into your body, into the mother's body, knowing that something happened to their child. But basically, there should not be any cording whatsoever because you can't use anybody else's energy but your own. And this is a negative thing. So energies from the front of you, we'll do it for the last, I'll do it from yesterday here. So people from who corded you yesterday from the front, so sixth chakra released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, and first released. So these are ones that you probably know about. Now we're going to take the cords that you gave out to someone else in the front of you yesterday. I would say yesterday and today. So we're going to bring the energy back to you because it should not go to anybody else. This could be why you feel tired and drained. So sixth chakra, energy is being returned to you. And here we go. Fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Now we'll do the cords from behind you. And these are cords that people have given you. So sixth chakra, releasing that cord. Fifth chakra release, fourth chakra released, third chakra released, second chakra released, first chakra released. There we go. So you should feel decorded now. You may have your energy coming back into your body. I'll count to 10 to get your spirit to come into your chakra system more. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So hopefully that's helping you. So you want to just remember that you don't want to put out cords to anybody. Just by thinking of somebody, you put a cord out. So just kind of, you know, cut the cord. Because once you think about them, you're bringing that person right into your room where you are. You know, the old saying is, you know, I think somebody's talking about you because your ears are turning red or your ears are burning. That's true because you're being able to tap into that. We don't have those sayings that I have even, you know, can think of right now, but when I was growing up, you could hear that. In fact, we lost a lot of the sayings that we used to say, unfortunately, because we're being numbed out now with consciousness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, actually, we have some great questions, more questions about cording from the fast chat. So maybe we can get into this a little bit deeper. So Karen was asking if basically all chords are negative, or are some chords beneficial?
No chord is beneficial. They're all negative because you're giving somebody else's energy. It's like mixing water and oil. And so what happens is, we'll just talk about when you pray. Okay, so people come to you and they say, can you pray for a friend of mine? You know, they had an accident, they're in the hospital. Or they say, you know, come and join this prayer circle. We were trying to get, you know, 500 people together to pray for Mabel, and she's 85 years of age, going through a heart operation tomorrow. Can we do some prayers for her? Well, what happens is the actual healing, what you're doing, works with your spirit. Your spirit can help the person's spirit heal, you know, have the spirit become more conscious for the healing by putting more spirit energy. Remember, the spirit energy that you have is the same light intensity, we'll say, as someone else's spirit. So light attracts light. But what happens is, when you go into prayer circles, what do you do when you're asking someone outside of yourself to actually do the healing for you? Which means that you're asking a God energy, an ET energy, to heal the person. So that's not good. And the next thing is that you're running your energy, which is emotional trauma, into that person. So you might be running, you know, maybe 2% spirit energy and 98% of the energy that is going to be negative, which will be, you know, from the emotion. So you're running emotional energy to a person. And along with that might be just a little bit of healing energy from your spirit. So you don't want to run any of that. And so that's how the healings normally are taught, is that you pray outside of yourself to have something outside of yourself. Go to that person, and that person is that prey, P-R-E-Y, to what you're waving that flag to and putting a T-shirt on them with a bullseye. So that's what you don't want to do. So whenever you put a cord out, it's the same process. You're putting a psychic cord out to someone, and you're giving them your emotional trauma, and you're also bringing them into your room, into your consciousness, because you're remembering or thinking about their picture and their name, and all of the emotional garbage, we'll say, that they have done to you, you know, on a negative basis. So typically, you know, when you go out to see somebody in the daytime, most people normally don't talk about positive events. It's normally all negative things. Well, this happened to me. You know, it's kind of like what they say about the old, kind of as a joke, the old songs of, you know, the Western songs, you know. You got a divorce and, you know, your wife took your dog, et cetera, you know. And that's kind of how most people relate to on an emotional basis, is they're talking about their sorrows and their problems. And when you bring somebody's name into that, then they're at your table sitting with you eating, even though you can't see them, and you're running energy into them, which is negative. And you're corded to them, whether you know that or not. Back to you, Sylvia.
And also, there was a question about cords. Like, are they basically all mind energy? And if we think of people, when we think a thought that comes from our heart center, does that, and we're thinking of someone that way, does that cause a cord?
When you have any type of thought, yes, from the heart center, then all you're going to be doing is sending love energy. So you're not necessarily, you know, running a cord. You're running an energy which could be like a cord, but it's not. Doesn't look the same. It's hard to describe. When I look at the energy, it's pure light going in from one spirit to another, because all spirits are connected in the light. And so it's not necessarily a cord. It's a frequency of light that the person is getting. A cord is from the mind. And so the energetic link from the heart is a different energy. If you could see them, you'd see a tremendous difference. But somebody who can't see them, it could look possibly like the same thing, because you are connecting. But yes, the psychic cords are what you don't want to put out, and that's mind energy. But they are a different type of energy, because the heart will never allow judgment. And the mind energy has judgment in it, along with emotional traumas. The heart does not have that. That's why it's very difficult for people to stay in their hearts all the time because they're going through traumas and dramas here, and you get popped out of your heart center. So this is the key to living here for a peaceful life, is to always stay in your heart. And once you start doing it, it gets easier and easier each day that you do it. Just doing it, you know, the first time, you can only maybe stay in your heart center for maybe 15 seconds. And then as you do it more and more each day, and you practice it, and you have to take the time to do it, then just at that point, you could be in your heart for a half an hour or so. If you turned your TV off, your phone off, and just sat in your house, you could probably be heart-centered for the whole day, you know, if your telephone didn't ring or anything. So that's kind of the way it is, because you, and then get a day planner. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, you've talked so often about the subject of judgment and how basically here on Earth, you know, when we're in the mind energy, which most people are in most of the time, every thought is basically kind of the judgment energy, and that between that and also combined with the judgment energy that's passed on to us from our ancestors in our cellular memory, so we're just saddled and stuffed full of all this density that's basically clinging to our energy bodies and our physical body that's due to judgment. So if people were just in their heart center all the time and living that kind of peaceful life, then there wouldn't be any of that sticking to them and causing them to have, you know, bad health or problems?
Yes, that's correct, because all of the stuff you're dealing with is your thoughts of your ancestors, and every time somebody is born, they're carrying that genetic coding from other parents, going back in time to the origin of your body on this planet. And it can also go back to the origin of the physical body on an extraterrestrial planet, too, which would be before this planet. So you are, you know, the whole makeup of your genetic coding. And that coding is the judgment energy. And the judgment energy, unfortunately, you know, is what we're attempting to release in each lifetime. And this is why societies typically from the past, maybe not now because the teachings aren't here, at least to my knowledge they're not, but everybody should be conceived at a very old age, as far as your parents' old age, and that way the parents can work on themselves and get rid of their baggage as much as they can do, and then from there conceive a child, and then the child is going to be much more pure than they were when they were born. And that should be going on generation after generation. So finally, at the end of each 2,000-year cycle, you are ready to do the ascension because you're cleaned out. And, you know, maybe there are people listening where both of their parents worked on themselves for maybe their 50, 60 years, working on their judgments, you know, living in their heart center. And if that's the case, when they conceived you, then, you know, if we do have anybody listening like this, then you are much better off than your parents are, and you can hold much more spirit energy. This is the way it's supposed to be. So there might be one person out there listening. I would hope there is. But, you know, for what I've seen, you know, normally, you know, this planet Earth with all the inhabitants, that does not happen to. But maybe there is one person. We can hope so. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So there was one more question before we leave this subject of the cording, and I think that had to do with, you mentioned a bit ago when you were doing that cording release from the chakras, that people should basically be, you know, cutting these cords and not having so many. So the question was, how do you do that ourselves?
Well, you yourself probably can't do that. Your spirit can, okay? So you want to ask your spirit to cut the cords. You know, you might be able to do it psychically to cut a cord, but then you're interfering and using the mind energy, which created the cord, and you may have even a stronger problem as you use mind energy to eliminate part of the mind. And so the mind strictly might tap you up and tie you up more into the negativity. So have your spirit do this. Remember, this show is to have you become empowered with your spirit, not with the mind. Because we're already in mind, and you're trying to get back into spirit. So back to you, Sylvia.
I think one of the shows, one time, I believe I heard you say that sometimes when your spirit is getting rid of a cord or cutting a cord, it's possible to have that cord attachment for people that are trying to get energy from you to be put possibly on the sun or something like that. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that definitely does. If you take a cord off of yourself, remember, the person is connecting to you to get your energy. Whether it's good energy or bad energy, you know, the person may give you a psychic attack, a psychic whammy. Maybe they want your heart to get shut down. Remember, this is what voodoo and witchcraft does, too. So, you know, this is the same, under the same umbrella, you know, which is mind energy, okay, which is New Age metaphysics, teaching you to find your parking place, having your thoughts control your reality. This is all dark energy. Repeat that. This is all dark energy when you have your mind control your reality. Then you're in the darkness, in the matrix. So what you want to do then, if somebody's attaching a cord to you, you can, in a sense, take it and plug it into the sun, because the sun will give unlimited energy, and the person may not understand from their standpoint that the cord is disconnected from you. Some people, if you undo a cord, all of a sudden the person knows that, but the psychic link got taken away, and now I got to reestablish it over again. Remember, people are reading you psychically, and they're pulling energy off of you. So if all of a sudden they drop and lose maybe 40% of their energy because you figured out they have a cord on you, they're going to know that it got released from you instantly because they're psychic, because they put out a psychic link to you. Then they're going to reattach. So just plug it into the sun. The sun will continuously give off energy. It won't take anything away from the sun, and it will work that way too. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Alrighty. So, let's see. We have a request for a healing sample, and this is from Chris, and he'd like to experience a sample of the infection body clearing.
Okay, here we go. So, we'll go back 5 days here on this one. So, this is similar to the mind of the body one. Remember, the mind of the body helps you eliminate infections and everything else that the body's doing that you have no conscious awareness of, okay? It keeps the body, you know, plugging along. And as you get older, the mind of the body has troubles. This is why we have this clearing. What Chris is asking for is to specialize that down, to focus more on it. And so we're going to now focus on your infection. So if you have any infections in your body, here we go, 5 days ago. I'll do the chakras. The chakras are only about 1% of what the light ship is actually doing, but because we need to know what's happening, we have to figure out a way to present that to you. So we're doing it with the chakras. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 4 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, third chakra cleared. This third day, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So just focus now on some part of your body if you think you have an infection. Some people have kidney infections. You might have some type of an infection on your skin. Just anything that you may be dealing with. Maybe you have an infection inside of your lungs. Maybe a sore throat. So here we go. We're going to increase the energy now. And it's up to you to focus it. You have to connect at your spirit to bring this energy to this location. And as the divine energy comes into you, your spirit being there at that location can run it or put it into that area for you to help healing. And it will also help empower your spirit to bring more energy to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and we'll increase it now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so see how that works for you. And back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, let's see. Chris is asking a question that has to do with the online alien removal clearings. And he's wondering if when you're doing those online, if maybe you actually can heal more than you think, or maybe more than what you've actually specified on there, because perhaps maybe because you don't know all the ways it's actually been affecting you in your life, you are experiencing healings that are beyond what you anticipated from the one that you're actually working on?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. So you don't know where or what's affecting you. You might put in that you wish to have, we'll say, the, I'll just use an example here. Maybe some nights you woke up and you felt an alien attack. And so for you, with your knowledge that you have, you kind of deduce that maybe these are the Palladians attacking you. So you can type into the website that you wish to have that race looked at, we'll say, removed, okay, from you if they're doing that. So all of a sudden you type in that name and you start the healing. And lo and behold, you feel this ton of energy getting taken out of you. And you feel these energy cords being released. Now, remember, this is a person who's very, very intuitive. So you just ask to have them released, but you start feeling cords being released. Maybe all of a sudden your brain gets better. You can think quicker, faster. Maybe some part of your body had chills, and you realize that, gee, that part of my body, I had an implant in there. So, yeah, many things can happen just by requesting that. You know, we have things listed there where you can specify certain things, and also a box you can, you know, add information into. But yeah, once the light chip starts going after these beings, they don't stop, because they should not be here. There should be absolutely no extraterrestrial intervention here on this planet, because they should all have the same intelligence that we have, so that we're not being, you know, I don't know what else to say, but, you know, messed over would be a polite way of saying it here, because they're at a much higher consciousness, and they see us as laboratory rats. So if we're all on the same level of consciousness, then they would not see us as, you know, these low-light form beings. So, yes, you know, when you do a clearing and specify one, they will look at what you're asking for, and then also probably go and do a whole much more to you. It's much like the clearings that we do on the emotional clearing. There's so much being cleared from you besides emotional stuff that you don't even know what's happening, because there's so much being done. But we did specify it as like an emotional clearing. So back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our time is maybe a few minutes here.
Okay. Yeah, it's going by really fast. Great questions tonight. And so a couple of questions from Brett. And one of them is, so you... when you have energy bodies that are, you know, polluted or infiltrated with these particular, you know, dark energies, alien energies that you've talked about, and then you go to the light ship for healing, you've talked about how those particular parts of you are actually have to go into quarantine, whereas the rest of you can go actually onto the light ship for clearing. So Brett is wondering, when you have these bodies in quarantine, is it possible for those to get healed, or are they just taken away from us forever, or how does that work?
Okay, two things can happen. Yeah, we can do clearings on the quarantine bodies. This is what we've been doing on the last few conference calls on Sundays, the specialized intensive, where we've been taking out extraterrestrial energies, entities, etc. And you are in quarantine because these bodies are infiltrated by the darkness. Remember, the light ship does not allow darkness to come inside of it. So if it did allow any type of darkness, we would not have light any longer. as they're already creeping up into, you know, many different territories of light. This is why ascension time comes and the universe of light's turned off every 2,000 years. It starts over again. So it's like a rebirth. But you are in quarantine. A part of that body was stolen, taken by the darkness. Then the light ship will go out in attempt to find the parts of you if it can find an energetic link to find you. Now, let's just say that the darkness took you 500 miles into the dark side universe. And in the process of looking for you in that 500 miles, if it finds other people along the way that are trapped there, other spirits, remember, they take your spirit energy, they take parts of your spirit, bits and pieces of your spirit, and your spirit is in different body parts. So they'll just take part of your body part away from you, or they'll take part of your spirit and hold it captive. So it will find that energy and return it back to the light ship and heal it. So in the process of looking for you, they're probably finding other things too. And they'll keep going until everything is discovered, as long as they have enough time to do so. And so this is the way it works. So they do look for you, but, you know, it's difficult also to find people. There's lost spirits that have been lost for probably eternity now. And why are they lost? It's because they got infiltrated by the darkness through the mind energy. The person maybe prayed in the church and got taken away. You know, they prayed to the ETs to come and help them, and that could have happened too. They got attached to the darkness by a dark side practitioner, and they had part of their soul, their spirit, stolen. And this is happening, you know, daily. Every day this happens to people. So it's up to you to have the conscience not to do that stuff and to back yourself out of situations. And this is why on the website I have dark side practitioner clearing. Everybody should have that clearing, everybody on this planet. And, you know, get the unlimited version so you can do it daily. Because people are thinking about you continuously. You go to work, you know, just think of how many people you see in one day. And if you happen to step on somebody's toe or something, or push them by accident or bump them, they may look at you and go, I don't like this guy. Well, they put out a psychic attack to you. And maybe they talk about somebody like you during the lunchtime, and that's a dark side practitioner. They go, well, I'll put a spell on this person for you, or they'll think that. And they can connect from them to that person who just talked about you pushing them. And all of a sudden, you got a psychic whammy on you, and you wonder why your health is going down. Well, hello. You know, people do this all the time here. There's people living on this planet. That's all they do is spells on people. They get paid to do it. And so that's the unfortunate thing. So I don't want to get too negative here, but I will definitely get on the dark side practitioner clearing. I think it's under mind control. It's near the bottom of the list of the healings on the online healings. And do this clearing. You're going to find out how much better you feel afterwards. And this also goes on from past generations. So you could have somebody affecting you from, you know, 40,000 years ago. Remember, time is the illusion here. You're still in time, but the time reality goes through all past lives. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I know we're out of time, but one very fast question, and that's from Brett, and he's asking, and I think he's talking about the earthbound entities, I'm not sure, but the question is, if we did the entity release intensive, like the 8-hour calls that you did last month, can we sign up for the unlimited feature online?
Yes, you can.
Okay, great.
For that, yes, no problem.
Wonderful. So our time's up, unfortunately, and thank you, everyone, for the wonderful questions. We'll be back Friday at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific. It's on Station 2 on BBS. So I'll sign off and say blessings, everyone. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, we'll see you on Friday, everybody. So blessings, and come to the Expo this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
In New York.